Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Molly Harchie. Welcome, Molly.
Hi, Father. Thanks.
Molly teaches religion at Bishop Hartley High School. So Molly Harchie from Bishop Hartley High School. Great to have you. Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all of your many blessings and all of your wonderful gifts, O Lord. We ask, O Lord, that you inspire us with greater wonder and awe of all of your wonderful works in our lives and in the lives of those we meet. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Molly, it's so great to have you. I know Molly from many years back at St. Matthew's. Yeah. And, of course, your father is somewhat infamous or famous, you know, Frank. I was wondering, so as we begin, and we, you know, we kind of like to hear people's story of faith, how they came to know the Lord. Of course, you grew up in a very wonderful Catholic family. So maybe you could share with us your story of faith.
Yeah, definitely. Raised here in Columbus. We moved here when I was in kindergarten from Nebraska, and then went to St. Matthew's grade school, Bishop Hartley High School, class of 2004. And then I ended up going to Xavier University down in Cincinnati. So my parents definitely encouraged us throughout. I think I was an altar server. My dad was a lector. My mom was a Eucharistic minister. All my brothers were altar servers at St. Matthew's growing up. We had a great youth minister while I was in high school, Maria Elliott, who had just a really welcoming and great program for us at St. Matthew's. And then there was also a summer program that I grew up in that Mary Thompson started at St. Matthew's called Camp Crick. So it was like 1 week in the summer for middle school kids that the high schoolers like were counselors for. And so that was a really cool experience of just being around people my age and then also seeing high schoolers that were engaged in their faith and engaged in the parish. I think for me, Hartley was a great foundation, but I was really glad that our parish had like a strong youth ministry group that I was able to like be friends with people that went to Gahanna but were into the faith. And so it wasn't just like people at Hartley that I was friends with for my faith. And then I went to Xavier. I started as a nursing student down there, and then my sophomore year switched to theology. So I remember going into college being like desiring to grow in my faith a lot, and I liked the idea of youth ministry, but it didn't seem like a practical career, or my dad was like, oh, you're going to an expensive school, maybe a very practical major like nursing would be like the good thing to do when you're done. And so by the time I was a sophomore, though, I switched to theology while I was at Xavier, and I really enjoyed taking more classes about it. I think more so the philosophy while I was at Xavier. I had a really good philosophy teacher that focused on Thomas Aquinas, and so I took a Thomas Aquinas philosophy class, and then I wasn't super great at writing philosophy papers, I realized, and I didn't need it for my major, so I audited like two more of his classes, which was like medieval Christian philosophy, which was really interesting. And so those things definitely kind of helped grow my faith and my understanding of God. I got involved in the campus ministry there, which was nice, on their retreats. And then I also got involved with a non-denominational Bible study, a group called Navigators, which I don't know if you're familiar with Young Life, which is like the high school. So Navigators is kind of like the college version of Young Life. And it was a really great group of women, and it was, you know, one of those first experiences maybe that a lot of people who go to Catholic high school and Catholic grade school have, where you're with a group of people that actually reads the Bible and like prays like kind of spontaneously, not the normal like Our Father and Hail Mary and things like that. So it was a neat experience of being exposed to them and seeing their faith and having that kind of support what I was doing with my Catholic faith already. I remember though that experience for me almost like emphasized how important my Catholic faith was, because like I was, you know, interacting with these really faithful Christians who invited me to go to like, you know, their huge non-denominational big mega church, and I think I went once or twice with them, but was always like, okay, well, I'm also gonna go to church on Sunday, like at Xavier. Like it just wasn't, it almost emphasized more like how at home and how kind of appropriate the Catholic faith was for me. So that was a nice experience to kind of see that and like be reaffirmed in like the Catholicness. That was good for me. So yeah, so grew a lot. While at Xavier, it definitely was interesting to, you know, it's a liberal arts Catholic college. And I remember having some conversations with my mom throughout some of my theology classes of just being like, I don't really know what this professor is saying in terms of like, you know, do I have to believe this? Do I not have to believe this? And again, like coming from Catholic high school where I felt like I learned the faith but didn't have a super solid understanding of it maybe when I went to Xavier. So some of the stuff that I was being exposed to was causing me to like just wonder and be curious. And she, in our conversations, mentioned that her uncle, Tom Casey, was a Jesuit. And so he was obviously retired, but she was like, you know, why don't you try writing to him or whatever? And so I started, I think, probably my sophomore year of college, of writing her uncle, my great uncle, Tom Casey, letters. And he would write back. And they were on, like, a typewriter, you know, which is really cool. He typed them out. And he was just really great about, like, addressing my questions or kind of giving advice of, like, maybe where else I could seek answers. Or he would suggest, you know, like, I think it's great that your, you know, professors are exposing you to things, but really make sure that you understand what the church teaches. And so that was, like, a really great support for me throughout my years at Xavier. Because I wasn't just, you know, listening to what these college professors were saying and going with it. I was kind of seeking understanding outside of that as well. And he encouraged me to like go to Mass, maybe not at Xavier every weekend, but like find a parish that was around, that was a good solid parish. And so a few of my friends that were really into their Catholic faith at Xavier went to St. Gertrude's, the Dominican parish that was like outside of the city a little bit. And so just, again, like being exposed to different things, not, you know, following just like what the college campus ministry is doing or things like that was really helpful in terms of exposing me to like all the aspects of the Catholic faith, which I really liked. So I think that was good for me to have, again, like these little exposures to things that maybe weren't what my family did when I was growing up, but then still, yeah, having that kind of like affirmation that like the Catholic faith is for me. And I just really liked, yeah, all the aspects that the faith has to offer, which is really cool. So yeah, now I teach religion to kids at Bishop Hartley.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Molly Harchi. Molly teaches religion at Bishop Hartley High School. You know, Molly, I wanted to kind of touch upon some of the, you know, the elements of your story. And I think that it's very striking. You know, you went to a Catholic high school and, you know, you got an understanding, somewhat of an understanding of the faith there. But then also it was supplemented by your experiences in youth ministry in your parish and this kind of balance. Because, you know, I think some people think, well, shouldn't they get it all at the Catholic high school? But, you know, there is, I think there is a sense where to also have Catholic school students rooted in the life of their parish, too, because there's opportunities there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm, like, definitely grateful that my parents, you know, kind of freshman year, like, forced it. They were like, you're going to try it. You know, you're going to go. Because it's, again, you're right, like, high school kids. Like, I go to school. I get religion class during the day. You know, we have Mass regularly and stuff like that. But I know for me, it was just such a blessing to have that parish experience that I, again, it was beyond, like, my school walls. It was friendships that weren't people that went to my school. And it definitely expanded. And I think it allowed me to, again, realize the kind of home that you have in your parish. Because I know I worked down in Cincinnati for 2 years, and they have stellar, amazing Catholic schools. But it's like once the kids go to the high school, you know, because they're run by some of the religious orders, and they offer service and retreats and all these experiences for their students, that they kind of just leave the parish communities. And a lot of times that affects then the families as well. They're like, well, our kids are, you know, the faith is being taken care of at St. X or St. Ursula or wherever their kids are going. And so they kind of just disengage from the parish community. And I think that it's kind of disheartening a little bit for the parish community to lose out on those families and experiences.
From your, so when you were in youth ministry, was it more catechetical or more kind of experiential from the heart, you know, like retreats, prayer time, you know, that kind of?
I think when I was in high school, it was definitely like a good combination where on Sunday nights we would have like a presentation of something, but it was more hang out, you know, like engage with others. It wasn't necessarily, you know, here's the catechism and what the church teaches on this. But it was a good balance. And then usually two retreats a year were offered, like an overnight weekend retreat that we could go on.
So it sounds like a good supplement then for Catholic students, because I think a lot of times youth ministry becomes a high school PSR program or CCD program. But if you're already being catechized somewhat in the high school, then it can be, So, well, excellent. We're going to continue this conversation as we go on in the next couple of days. But let's end with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for Molly and for your work in her life. We ask, O Lord, that you bless all families, that it might be an environment of faith to nourish children to grow as disciples of the Lord. We ask, O Lord, that you bless all of those in the work of catechesis and youth ministry. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Molly Harchi. Welcome again, and thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Father. Yeah, thanks for having me.
And until next time, peace and all good.